I wanted to share with you a chorus that I learned many, many years ago when we were back here on the mainland living in Hawaii and serving the Lord there at that time. We were back on furlough and we visited a church and met a brother and sister in Christ who later came to work with us in the islands. And he and she taught us this little chorus. And I've added a few words to it, or a few verses, but I trust it'll bless your heart like it has mine. There's many different passages of Scripture that speaks of the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 34:8 tells us the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that puts his trust in him. The Lord is good. Psalm 86:5 tells us the Lord is good. Psalm 105 points that out. Psalm 106:1 tells us the Lord is good. Psalm 107:1 also states the same thing. Psalm 118:1 and verse 29 and Psalm 135:3. All of these scriptures point out God is good. And He is, beloved. He is so very, very good. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's long-suffering. He's patient with we human beings. And if He wasn't, beloved, none of us would have any hope for eternity. He could have doomed and damned every one of us to eternity. Because we all, if we got what we deserve, we'd get hell. That's what we deserve. I deserve to go to the lake of fire. But because of God's goodness, because of His grace, He has redeemed me and saved me and cleansed me from my sin, made a new creature out of me. He's given me eternal life. Oh, the privilege and joy of knowing Jesus. So I love this little chorus, and I trust that it will make an impact upon your heart. It's a very simple little chorus, but it's based on the Word of God. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Christ died for all. Christ died for all. Christ died for all. He's so good to me. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ left heaven and all of its glory to come to this old sin-cursed earth to die for you and for me. He took our sin upon Himself, and He died in my place and in your place. How wonderful to accept His salvation, to be delivered from the bondage of sin. He rose again. He rose again. He rose again. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He lives today. He lives today. done great things. He's done great things. He's done great things. He's so good to me. He cleansed my sin. He cleansed my sin. He cleansed my sin. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He saved my soul. He's so good to me. He gave me life. He gave me life. He gave me life. He's so good to me. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. He's so good to me. Stop just a minute and comment about that. I'm never going to die, beloved. Yes, this body that I live in will die. It's just my earth suit, but I'm never going to die. You see, our real identity comes from our spirit, whether we're a child of God or a child of the devil. And we're told in John chapter 11, verse 25 through 26, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, and every person is dead spiritually before they receive Christ, we're dead in trespasses and in sin, we're told in Ephesians. But when we accept Christ as Savior, we become a new creature. We're given the gift of eternal life, beloved. Eternal life. And I'm never going to die. Because I right now have eternal life. This body is going to die. Oh, yes, this old body is going to die, and I'm going to move out of it into the presence of the Lord. But I'm never going to die. I have eternal life. And 1 John 3:14 also makes that clear, beloved, that we have passed from death into life already. This is true. We've passed from death into life. The Lord Jesus, one time speaking, said that God is not the God of the dead. He was talking about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He said, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And though these died physically, they left their physical bodies many years ago, they're alive in the presence of the Lord. And beloved, so I'm never going to die. I have eternal life. That's why I love these words. I'll never die. He's so good to me. I have so much to praise His name for, to delight and revel and rejoice in Him, for He is so very, very good. Yes, beloved, I'm never going to die. I have eternal life. God is so good to me. And this is what Jesus said unto her in John 11:25-26, speaking to Martha. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never, never die, shall never, never die. That's what Jesus said, beloved. And then he said, believest thou this? Do you believe, beloved? Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in the Lord Jesus, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me, Jesus said, shall never, never die. Shall never, never die. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so to say amen. Praise the Lord for His mercy, for His grace, for His goodness, and for His love. Till next time, God bless you, brother and sister in Christ. And dear friend, if you know not the Lord Jesus, I hope you'll open your heart and receive Him.